Hi, this is Ella from the Delicious Yella podcast, which is currently in partnership with Dell. Focus on running your business instead of your IT when you have Windows 10 Pro. With built-in security, easy to implement management, and enhanced productivity to keep your business on the right track. And Dell Small Business Technology Advisors give you the tech, advice, and one-to-one partnership to fuel your business growth. Having grown our business from nothing, I know how important it is to have the right PC and how valuable good, reliable advice is. To find out more about our business, come and have a listen to the Deliciously Ella podcast.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors. Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Heather Parker, the Parkersaurus.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie. Christy Wowardy Dowardy.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Hot dang, it's Jessica Dang.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
Just saying, okay. Susie going toe to Tobin.
Anna.
God, I love that banana.
Anderson.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Begging the Slayer Taylor. Ava Nagila Weber.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony.
Kelly Grant, the Grantmaster.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
And Lizzie Drucker, a fine motherfucker.
We love you guys. Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap we just love to talk about on Ye Old Bravs. I'm Ronnie. Ronnie Caron. I'm from the Rose Pricks Bachelor Roast, which comes back in January. And here I am with my gorgeous little friend and co-host, Mr. Ben Mandelker of the Ben Mandelker Life. Hi, Ben.
Oh, my God. You guys, welcome to the Ben Mandelker Life. Things are going so lifelike here. I'm actually super excited because we are 2 days away from our Seattle show. I love Seattle. I'm not bullshitting people to get people to buy tickets. I truly love it. It's actually a really big venue that we're doing, and we have already sold a massive amount of tickets. There are still some left for Friday. Go get tickets. If you're interested in coming, come solo. Who cares? There's going to be like over 400 people there already. And if you've never been in a room with 400 people who love Bravo as much as you do, then you are going to be missing out. So really go to watchacrappens.com to get tickets for that. If you want to go see us in Nashville, I'm sorry to say we have sold out that show.
Yeah, so, thank you, Nashville. Thank you all. Sell that shit out, Nashville. Yeah.
Thank you all. You have made. I'm so excited to be spending my 40th birthday in Nashville at a sold out show with you guys. So you guys have already given me a little bit of an early birthday present. Both of us, really. So you guys go to Watch Crappens for that. And then on top of that, I mean, watchcrappens.com. And of course, these amazing holiday t-shirts and whatnot. You got ho, 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 okay. And also Happy Ramonica. So a little something
and
for the Christians.
Some Ramona
and the
is Santa Claus leggings, okay? You can have Ramona on your vagina. Go get it right now.
Yeah. No, for real, they're great, and I'm excited for mine to come. I got actually both things. I got a sweatshirt that says ho, 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 okay? Because I am preparing to rock that in December at all the Christmas parties, which now means I have to get invited to Christmas parties. I think I can do it this year, guys.
Babe, you can do it.
Aww.
I'll invite you to some.
Mm-hmm.
I don't go to Christmas parties. Who are we kidding? Like, who invites the Grinch to Christmas? I'm like, fuck you! Fuck you, children! Yeah, so that's all of our upcoming stuff. I pulled a Ben today. And I was like, you know what I really need before this podcast? I need to drink a cup of liquid crack and made a really strong pot of Cafe Bustelo coffee.
Oh, your favorite.
And I am bouncing off the walls, and I'm only half of my cup in.
I am so proud of you. I'm so, so proud of you.
So if I have a heart attack during this, tell them I had a pizza last night and a coffee today. Just tell them to suck it out of me.
I will. Suck it out. Suck it out.
Suck it out.
I am actually starving right now, which means I am 75% more of a lunatic, and I'm caffeinated just like you, not off of Bustelo, but off of Starbies, my friend, my savior. So why don't we let's get going with some Below Deck, because, you know, it's a crazy ass show with crazy ass things that happened, right?
Yeah, this show, oh my God. Well, spoiler alert, this episode ends with Caroline crying in bed, LOL. Okay, and the reason I bring that up is because it also begins with Caroline in bed going, "Ow, my foot hurts more than ever."
That would be her ballad in her and if we were doing Below Deck the musical too, it would be like, "More than ever my foot hurts. I want to walk to my life, but I can't 'cause my foot hurts. More than ever."
It's just a long, meandering, sad song.
Does yeah.
It really rhyme?
Yeah. Doesn't, no. It's not written by Sondheim.
Who's been meaner, sure. Kate or my big toe? Who's been meaner to me?
Big toe, big problems, big yacht, small problems. I don't know. That's like her little, she's doing a little hand dance for that.
So let's see here. They are getting ready to go on a fishing trip. This is a fishing trip that poor Riley didn't get to go on, even though she's wicked tuna, brah.
Yeah, Ashton gets sent instead, and he's super grumpy because he hasn't slept in about 5 days. He's probably hangry. He doesn't know anything about fishing. And now, even though he worked without a break the night before, now he's waking up at 5:45 a.m. to be on deck at 6 a.m. to take these stupid guests out fishing. And he's like, "Oh, fucking shit. I like to party. I like to wake out. I like to do things that make me happy. And fishing doesn't make me happy unless I'm fishing in the lady pond."
Man, if we were having a day where it was picking our boogers, rolling them to little balls and flicking them at each other, that I'd be into. That I'm into. That makes me happy. Fishing doesn't make me happy.
Yeah. Fishing? Not happy. So Chandler's like, "I mean, fishing's pretty easy. All you have to do is set up the lines. It's not that hard." I'm like, "Oh, yeah, of course. I'm sure it's not that hard. I mean, fishing is famously a sport that people can just do and just get tons and tons of fish every time they do it. Yeah, super easy, Chandler. Super, super, super easy."
So Adrian's alone in his own musical. He's like, "Making French toast. I'm making French toast. Since I'm French, it's just called toast."
Yeah, the song's called "It's Just Called Toast." It's just toast. That's the chorus behind you, Ronnie. Sorry. I was the ensemble. The ensemble came on stage for that, dressed as French toasts.
Well, hey, I saw Beauty and the Beast. Flags. Okay, I wouldn't put it past toast.
Just a bunch of slices of bread just came into the kitchen, waving the French flags, wearing powdered wigs.
It's Caroline. They're all played by Caroline.
Yeah, yeah. So Josiah's with Caroline, and he's like, Caroline's like, "Who's doing late?" He's like, "You."
She's like, "Oh, I was on late last time."
And he's like, "You're on late the whole charter, you stupid wench."
"On charter, you can't make excuses. Once I sliced my foot open and I could barely walk, and still, I worked."
On charter.
He would speak all of his songs. He would be like the guy in My Fair Lady who never sings.
I was just
sings.
About to say, Christopher Plummer. Wasn't that Christopher Plummer or no?
He'd be like, "Caroline, bring me my slippers." She's like,
"What do you do with a broom like Caroline? You sweep her up and send her on her way. But when she fights, do you fight back? Of course you do. That's how you save the day."
So then Caroline is doing laundry and she's like, "It gets worse and worse."
What happened to her in the line?
Caroline is literally losing her shit, okay? And we're seeing it in real life all over the Instagram and Twitter. Like, she is just losing it, leaking it, fucking going crazy, and I'm here for it. Because it's like that kind of losing it that you can get behind. Like, I don't think she's going to harm herself. It's just like yelling on Twitter about laundry and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
I love a Below Deck breakdown.
Yeah, and the thing is, like, Kate has said snarky things about Caroline, and she's, you know, done certain things. Like, I mean, at a certain point, I mean, she just can't. She's, you know, she's saying things like that. Caroline's much more work than, like, me or what Josiah and I have to do, et cetera. It's just standard reality show shading, and Caroline is having a full-on meltdown. Like, if Caroline if she were receiving the true full Kate, full Josiah, full wrath of reality TV, which maybe she will for later this season. But if she right now, like, girl, you have to relax. It could be worse.
I'm guessing it does get a lot worse because so far, I mean, anyone who's ever watched a show before, which I'm sure you do before you go on it, knows what it's like, you know? And so far, Caroline, you know, I would be upset too if I was her and I was watching it, but I wouldn't be that upset. And also, she's really not the villain. She's not a villain. Like, she's still fun and cute to watch, you know what I mean? She's just so silly.
Yeah.
Like, no one's really against Caroline. Silly. That's the thing. Like,
yeah.
No one on the show is against her, and no one in real life is really against her. It's just like you hurt your toe, you know?
Yeah. But they're turning. They are turning. And then upstairs in, like, the Captain Lee town, you just hear a pound of flesh. A pound of flesh. Where's the boat? Where's the bosun? Pound of flesh, pound of flesh,
pound of flesh, pound of flesh, pound of flesh, pound of flesh. Where's the boat? I don't know where it's going. Damn it! Where's my crew? I don't know where they are.
Who's on it? When'll it be back? All I know is that there's gonna be a pound of flesh extracted.
That's the one that'll come back over and over throughout the musical as he gets madder and madder.
It's sort of like Javert's theme. Although now we have two talk singers.
A pound That's okay. of flesh.
It will be. In the end, Captain Lee's going to jump off a bridge. Pound of flesh.
Goddamn spoiler alert. Okay, so we go to the fishing boat, and some lady in a thong is like, do we need to go slower to catch fish? Because they're, like, speeding.
Like, what sort of fishing is this? I mean...
And Chandler's like, this is the right speed. It's what my dad did. So my dad
Yeah,
did
I mean,
it.
Like, these people are idiots, okay? And even they're like, maybe we should, like, stop the boat so we can fish? Like, my bait is, like, skipping on the waves right now. It's not even getting into the water.
He's like, let's try and find some live bait. Damn it, I should have brought Riley.
Yeah, exactly. So the guests are like, oh, fuck this. Let's just do a photo shoot instead.
Yeah, he's like, let's take pictures of my girlfriend and her thong.
Yeah, it's just as fishy.
So then, the captain's, Chandler's like, hey, Captain. He's like, well, hello there, Chandler.
Yeah.
I didn't get a radio call this morning.
Could you be any more elusive, Chandler?
Hello, Mr. Chandler Bong.
Yeah. So, yeah, because Chandler comes back after this failed fishing trip where they just never stopped to actually try to fish anything. And by the way, they were also asking Ashton, like, so should we do this? He's like, oh, I don't know anything about fishing. Last time I checked, this wasn't stripping. What? Get it? So, Captain Lee's being all fake nice in that way. That's super scary. He's like, oh, hi, Chandler. How is your day going? I didn't get the call that anyone was going fishing.
He's like, well, I was in bed. I assumed he was briefed on what the guests wanted. This is a group effort, people. Support your local Chandlers.
Support your local Chandlers. Sounds like a convenience store. Chandler is the worst kind of boss, right? He's the kind of boss who's lazy, makes everyone do shit, and then when he gets in trouble, he gets mad because his people didn't support him when they've been the one doing all the work all this time.
Yeah, and part of me feels bad for him because he was just put on the wrong franchise. Like, he should be on Captain Sandy season. I mean, the guy lives for a nap.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, she's like besties with Joao now, so that tells you where she's at. You know, she would love this douchebag.
Yeah, you make a good point, unfortunately.
So, Captain's mad because Chandler didn't even get that he was mad. Like, Chandler's just completely oblivious. So yeah. Josiah comes in and he's like, would you like some French toast? Or as the chef calls it, toast. And the captain's like, not right now. Pound of flesh. flesh, pound of
pound
flesh.
Of flesh, pound. No, now that's one of those musical numbers where they merge two of them. Pound of flesh, pound of flesh. French toast, pound of flesh, pound of flesh. Known as toast, pound of flesh. I like Josiah doing that. It was basically, he's like, when he's like, would you like some French toast? He's like, this is my way of saying, do you have any gossip I can relay to Kate? Thank you.
Would you like some French toast? We've got syrup made out of Caroline is still crying. Are you going to do anything about it?
We made a syrup out of the anecdote that Caroline needs. We just want to see her limp around a little bit longer because it's so hilarious.
And Riley's just like waiting to see what happened. She sees Ashton. She's like, did they catch anything? And he's like, no. And runs up the stairs. Damn it!
Yeah. So then Lee's like, all right, let's move out of this shitty fishing spa. We ready to go? And Chandler's like, we're all set on our end. But he's like down in the, what they're calling, they call it like the beach club or whatever. And Lee's like, oh, set on your end? Not quite. I don't see anyone on the bow.
Coming.
And he's like, anchors at the water line. You're free to maneuver, sir. And he's like, I was free to maneuver 30 seconds ago, you dipshit. Pound. Pound.
Pound of flesh. Pound of flesh.
Kate, can we meet somewhere? She's like, Well, how about in your dreams, Mr. Nappy Pants?
So Kate and Chandler have like a quick meeting in the wheelhouse, and she's like, so are the guests going to be swimming with the stingrays before or after lunch? And he's like, I sort of thought we could like do it all together. And she looks at him just like, I could tell you right now how illogical it is to swim with stingrays while eating lunch. I'm gonna let you just figure that out on your own. Thanks.
Watching you fail. Now that's delicious.
Yeah. So down in the crew mess, Ross and Ashton are enjoying the French toast. Mm-hmm. And they're like so happy. It's like been 36 hours of stress for them. And they are finally having a moment where they can just enjoy French toast and each other's rippling bodies. And then Chandler's like, guys, can we top off the jacuzzi? And they just stare at him like, you're fucking ruining the French toast.
Not only that, they stare at him with food all over their faces. Like, yes, what are they fucking 4 years old? Like, Jesus, no. Especially Ross. Like, Ross, dude, you've got face from your nose to your chin, or food from your nose to your chin. Come on.
When was the last time they ate? I mean, they just like
they're monsters. It's disgusting. I feel like aliens would come down and see that and be like, you see, they're just animals. Slaughter them all.
Yeah. Yeah, they were like, I mean, you're on a luxury yacht and you have whipped cream on your nose. There wasn't even whipped cream on the French toast.
It's not even whipped. Yeah, it's like not even, it's like specks of like shit all over his face. Like little, you've got to feel that.
Yeah. Well, but you know what though? I think what that means is that there was a moment just before that where they were having a lot of fun with their French toast and they were laughing and having the best time, and Chandler just ruined it all, being like, someone has to fill up the hot tub, so...
And they're both holding French toast in their hands, like, oh.
I can't do it, I got French toast, man.
So then Caroline is in the kitchen with Kate and the chef, and he's like, you okay, Caroline? She's like, I'm okay. I mean, my butt. Kate's like, I'm not okay. And he goes, you want a breast massage?
Suddenly there's like a solo light on Kate. I'm not okay. I'll never be okay. I never was okay. And that's okay.
The only thing okay about me is that I'm not okay. Okay. So he's like, you want me to massage your breasts? And she's like, is this inappropriate? Yes. But it's also a compliment. I love it.
She does not do good things for the Me Too movement. But you know what? Listen, she loved it. So, hey, let her be happy.
And Josiah's like, I would love a breast massage. So on the little boat, Chandler's like, do we have enough ice? Is this whole staff supporting me, or am I just alone here on this fucking island?
And Riley's like, I didn't touch the provisions. He's like, if someone asks you if you have enough of something, just go look. And it's like, Well, the reason why she has to say I didn't touch the provisions is because you created a work environment where if you are like, if she doesn't like, she needs to already protect her bases. You know, he's created like such a toxic work environment that she has to say that. So like, congratulations. Congratulations, Chandler, for creating a toxic work environment where you have to say you didn't touch the provisions.
Yeah. But then another reason you can never be on Riley's side, it's because she's like, oh, so you want me to look for eyes? Got it.
Yeah.
And then Ross is like, she don't mean harm, boss. She's just that way. It's like, okay, you've got a stake on your face, okay? You can wipe it off.
You still have French stuff. There's a hammerhead shark that is, like, just counting down the minutes before it can jump out of the water and eat the French toast off your face right now, okay?
You've got a slice of bacon sliding down your nose.
Okay? I know. I mean, maybe Chandler, instead of saying, do you guys have plenty of drinking ice, could just say, hey, could you check the ice? He just needs to, like, speak more directly, not like, do you guys – I mean – it is sort of a mincing point because, I mean, she could have just said, okay, I'll check. Okay, Chandler has a point. But at the same time, I hate Chandler, so I'm not going to give it to him.
It's there. Like a stupid point, you know? It's like a stupid Chandler point. It's like one of those points that doesn't really count.
Yeah, it's a stupid
count.
Chandler point.
It's like a half a point.
He could have. It's like he could have just said, okay, could you check for me, please? Thanks. That's like all he could have said.
Well, instead he's fucking himself over because he's got enemies now because he's a dick to everybody. And so now they're all going to get him fired. And she's like, that's it. Like, she's done with him. And he could have had her on his side, you know? All he would have taken was like a tiny bit of respect. But sorry, sucker, you about to get it.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappin's commercial.
So Caroline's in the kitchen with Adrian and Josiah, and she's like, can I grab some mint? And he's like, yes. He's like, yeah, it's in the fridge. And she's like, I'll put it in my ass and fart it out.
And Josiah makes no sense.
Caroline, God, talking about your ass.
I have never been so disgusted than when Caroline put mint up her arse. Never, 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 never.
You can teach people folding, you can teach people laundry, but you can't give people manners. Bum, bum, bum.
Mint. All I want is mint. I'll eat the mint. I'll spit out the mint. It'll come out my ass. I don't care. I just want mint.
So they are setting up their picnic in the water with sharks all over the place. And look, I'm not really worried for the humans because, frankly, this whole boat, and I don't mean the people working, but the whole social media idiots, like, I want them to get eaten. Like, I would love to see them get eaten by sharks. But yeah. I don't want a dog. Look, maybe the sharks aren't going to eat you, but they will eat a dog, okay? And there's a dog in there splashing around in the shark water. What kind of monsters put their dog in shark water?
I think, you know, it's nature. It happens. It'll be fine. The dog survived.
So we think.
I think you are not putting enough faith in the dog. The dog will... Dogs know if there's compete predators around, okay? I think. I would hope so. If the dog doesn't know, then...
Not when they're underwater. I don't know. I'm very offended.
I don't know. Okay. Aren't dogs from whales? They must have some sort of prehistoric instinct inside them that's like, wait a second, my whale sense says sharks. Dogs are Shannon Bador on the inside.
Well, should I poop here? Well, I don't know. I'm gonna sniff this out a little bit. You know what? This isn't my... Someone from three blocks away peed on this spot. I will not poop on this spot.
Stingray? 40 to 50 negative predators in the ocean. I will stay here on the beach and just bark at that shark. Bark at the shark. Bark at the shark. That's what I'm gonna do. I am a dog. I am happy, but I'm gonna bark at the shark.
Oh my God! God
I think
help
my
us.
Book may need some work. I apologize. We're gonna have to like work on the lyrics. We're workshopping. Okay, we are. Listen, I can't tell you how many times I've seen a show go limping into Boston and come out to Broadway strident and proud bird. So that's what's happening. To paraphrase Diane Wiest in Bullets Over Broadway.
Patti LaPone starred in one of them recently called War Paint. We are pretty. We are pretty.
Okay, enough about musicals.
So Caroline's trying to get out of doing everything. She's like, well, it's just my foot. Like, I want to work, but my foot just hurts a lot. And by the way, like I said last episode, I do not doubt that her foot kills because over the weekend I was trying to open up a very difficult 2-pack of deodorant and it would not open, and I was like tearing at the plastic, and then when it finally did open, it like nicked the corner of my thumb, and then like for a day there was a little cut. And then the next day it got like minorly infected. So for like 6 hours, it really hurt. But then it went away. It was fine. No big deal. But like even a tiny little nick, once it gets infected, it can hurt a lot. So I fully empathize with her. But I think it's funny that she's just trying to get out of it so badly. And Kate will not allow her. Like no matter what Caroline does, Kate just like pulls a stool or a chair out of like a cupboard. And it's like, okay, here, sit this. Sit here and you can do it now.
All right, just your dishes.
All right, what I'm going to do is put you on a Roomba and then just go around the bed and make it and just rest on that Roomba.
So Riley is loading the guests on the tender, and Kate's like trying to set up, and yeah, Caroline's like, ow! So Kate's like, just do the dishes. So the guests arrive at there, and Russ is like, race sharks are like little kittens, homeless, unless you give them a punch in the face or something. And then, like, a scrambled egg comes out of his ears, and he loses his head.
There's some kitten that's like, you know, that bastard punched me in the face once, just so you know.
Riley would. They shouldn't have brought Riley. Riley punches a shark. She's like, I'm sick. Hey, you're just not going to be shark.
She just steps on a stingray. That's for Steve Irwin.
And one of the idiots is like, can we pet the sharks? I was like, please do. Please do.
And I was happy because Riley was like, you know what? I think maybe today we'll just like lay off petting the sharks. And I was glad that like Ross did not undermine her, but like, no, it's okay. You can pet the sharks for like 10 to 15 minutes. I was like, this is progress.
Yeah, look at that. Kate, yeah. The sharks. Leave it up to sharks to even everything out between the sexes.
And then Kate and Josiah are like on the tender going out to the lunch setup. And they're just gossiping. And Kate's like, oh, and by the way, Caroline said her foot is really hurting her, so I told her to pull out a stool into the pantry, sit on it, and wash. And he's like, that was so good, Kate.
He's like, that was LOL.
Great. If we weren't already on a tender, I'd give you a standing ovation, but I don't want to fall off in shark-infested waters. That'd be such a Caroline thing to do.
She's crying about doing lates because she's afraid it's a lot of running around. She's like, huh, well, she should tell me those things. Those are the kinds of things she should tell me. I'm wondering if I should send a text to her right now while she's on that stool.
I wonder if she's able to do that. I wonder if we have to get a separate stool for her phone.
Let's call the downstairs phone and make her go down the stairs with her friend.
Let's call the boat and make a prank that anyone who's sitting on a stool is about to die and see what she does.
I've put a rat trap in the stool bottom.
Tender. My Sienna tender. My Sienna. All right, tender. Tender, my Sienna. Where is Chandler? What's the holdup? Where is Chandler?
Pound of flesh. It pisses me off to no end when people don't answer their radio. Pound of flesh.
And then we cut to the chef, and he's like, I love making sushi. The first time I did it was in Paris. But in Tahiti, it's hard to get good sushi rice. It's chalky and floury. What's a guy got to do to get some decent sushi rice?
What's a guy got to do to get some sushi rice that isn't floury and muddy? I'm so sick and tired of a sushi roll that's just ruddy.
Sushi rice, or if you're from Japan, it's just rice.
The French toast comes out, not now, wrong song. It's still being workshopped. They don't have all the choreo in. Okay, so they bring the rice. They bring the lunch to the set. Well, the lunch included rice. They bring the lunch to the setup. And I just love Josiah's disdain for just the wildlife. He's like, there's a stingray there. Can it kill you? It's very Caroline-esque, just sort of circling around doing nothing helpful.
Who cares? I just want the Don Julio. Take it to that beach. So they eat the sushi or whatever, and the hot tub is overfilled or something. It's spilling all over, and the captain's like, pound of.
Because.
Pound of.
Oh, yeah.
How the fuck does that happen? Chandler Ross. It's Captain Chandler Ross.
Riley. Because all the deckhands are not on the boat. Because earlier before, Chandler's like, we're going to take all the deckhands to the lunch setup. And Ross's like, if it were me, I'd leave someone behind. Because it's a big boat and you don't want an accident to happen. But it's not me. So anyway, French toast.
French toast on my face.
How does a boat this size end up with not one swing a dick for the entire goddamn crew, huh?
I got angry eyes, because why is a boat this size not have any guys on board?
And by swinging dick, I mean a girl or a boy.
So the rain comes, and Kate's like,
well, Chandler, since it's about to rain, we should load him up. And he's like, I'm wondering if I should take the crew back because the boat's uncovered. She's like, God, it's like he's trying to suck at his job.
Yeah, Kate is like having none of this. She's slowly getting frustrated. And I'm so excited for the inevitable Kate Chandler, you know, clash, because she's just going to destroy him. And I'm like, just waiting. It's like it's building and building and building. And she's just looking at those clouds, like, Chandler, this guy is about to Caroline, so I think we should really prioritize the guests. And meanwhile, Captain Lee is getting mad because he can't figure out how to turn off the jacuzzi. He's covering up the chairs because it's about to rain. He has to call up Johan to save the day, and he's just like,
son of a bitch, if it isn't going to rain, all I need is for it to fucking rain with no swinging dicks with any swinging umbrellas, umbrellas with dicks on, that's what I need.
Now we gotta pay Johan an under 5 rate. God damn it!
So yeah. Kate's cracking me back on the other party because she's like,
"Okay, bye, social media people. Hope you make it. Bye.
Be careful of the real sharks. Yeah, have fun.
Don't die. All right, boys, take me to the yacht.
She's just so like, you know, owning that little boat."
Yeah, she's like, just so you know, there's a lot of equipment on this boat, so if it's heavy, it's not me, it's the equipment. It's all of Caroline's medicine. Okay, great.
Pound of flesh, pound of flesh.
Caroline, Captain, we got guests in the jacuzzi. You might want to check on him, you dumb limping gimping. And she's like, drinks? Okay, guys, you want drinks? And they're like, yeah, I'd like one coconut water with one blueberry, one slice of strawberry, and a mint leaf.
Well, I got the mint leaf. Give me one moment. Here you go.
What a jackass this guy is. My God.
I know. I can't tell if he's just trying to be like a certain sort of persona on camera, but like if that is what you're doing, that makes it even worse. It's like lamer.
Yeah, you're trying to be like this.
So, yeah, he's asked for some sort of coconut drink with one blueberry, and Caroline, of course, the single blueberry challenge is what kind of breaks her, because they don't have any fresh blueberries, so there's like a frozen blueberry that she needs, which I feel like probably wouldn't be good, or maybe needs to be defrosted. Either way, it's been 15 minutes and they still don't have a drink, so they're starting to get antsy.
Yeah, and she's like, oh, do we have blueberries and strawberries, but they're frozen.
And then she tells the chef, she's like, I don't know how to make any of these drinks. And he goes, when is Kate coming back? Toast. And she's like, Kate, Caroline. Kate's like, this radio just limped over to me. This must be you, Caroline. What is it?
So, they asked for a coconut water with a blueberry and a strawberry and a mint leaf. I don't know what goes in that. She's like, probably a coconut water, blueberry, strawberry, and a mint leaf. Okay, I'll do that for you.
She goes, I'll be right up. Like, she's pissed. She goes, I just served lunch in shark-infested waters, and she's the one freaking out. So.
That's the whole reason why Kate agreed to that setup, because normally she would never want to set up something in the water. But she's like, I need to do this. That way, going forward in my career, I can always say, I've served lunch in shark-infested waters, and now you want me to worry about this?
Useless.
So meanwhile, downstairs in the crew area, Ashton just full on farts with no mint leaves, and Ross is like, yes, what how can I help you?
It's like I'm fat and you think you're being cold.
they bro laugh over farts.
Yeah, he's like, someone called my name. So now Kate goes to Caroline and starts giving her some that like fake sympathy, and she's like, oh, how's your foot feeling? How is it? It looks swollen and itchy and red and wow, its eyes are... Oh, I'm sorry. That's your face. I was looking at the wrong part of your body.
Oh, how's that leprosy? Oh, I'm sorry. That was your conscience. Okay.
Yeah. So, Caroline.
Go back to sitting and folding, Caroline. Okay?
Yeah, go back to sitting and folding. You can do that. It's nice, low energy, simplistic motions that really help no one except the napkins.
The setup in the kitchen cracks me up because whenever Kate talks to the chef, they both lean over the counters, but it cuts off their heads. So you just see their little butts poking out of this counter.
I know. And then Caroline's just like stuck there in that kitchen. I don't know if it was now or later, but she's stuck on a little stool in the kitchen doing whatever. She's like an old grandma at the table, like chopping beans.
Always folding something.
Yeah.
Captain calls Chandler up to have a little pound of flesh. Let me weigh your flesh. I just need a pound at a time. God damn it.
So they have
Chandler. Do you know what I hate? Let me tell you what I hate. Here's what I hate. Babysitting. Babysitting. If I have to sit on another baby, I don't think I can sit on it, baby. I can't stand to babysit, and I won't babysit you. God damn it!
Hey there, little Bob. I'm your babysitter. You overflowed the hot tub. I'm a baby quitter.
Babysitting. Has to pacifier, because you're about to get fired. Because I don't want to be babysitting on any baby that's shitting on the jacuzzi when there's newsy of, well, I don't know, I'm rhyming words, and you are almost fired. One way, take it home, babysitting. Yeah!
Well, just like Daddy told me, just like Daddy told me, Ashton's responsible if I did something wrong. Ashton's responsible if I did something wrong.
Hot tub. Ashton's responsible for the hot tub. Hot tub. That's what one thing that I got a bad rub about.
I'm not here to make a deal. The hot tub was overfilled. God damn it.
Of course, Chandler has the songs where when you're watching the musical, you're like looking down at Playbill to be like, how many more songs are in this act?
Yeah. Who is this idiot? What reality show did he come out of?
When do we get to the Showstoppers?
So
the captain's like, we got rain coming down and hot tubs overflow and I got my dick in my hand here.
French toast.
And Chandler's like, oh, God, I don't want to disappoint him, but your crew should be looking out for you.
Which was a natural rhyme that should have added to our musical, but didn't.
No. We it's important for us to make songs out of things that don't rhyme in any possible way. Mm-hmm. It's important for us to repeat one word about five times and then rhyme nothing with it.
So the captain's like, that will be all.
And then Chandler slams the door and he's like, fucking asshole. Boom, boom, boom. And then act one ends.
Bravo!
Wow, that's a great first act. I literally just pulled a muscle like somewhere around my diaphragm from laughing so hard. I'm like, oh, stretching my torso. Okay, so I loved when Captain Lee goes, I don't know if he got out of bed and said, I'm just going to be a total fuck-up today. Which is, I could actually imagine Chandler doing that. Be like, you know what, I'm going to be.
Fuck this. Yeah, I'm going to be a fuck-up today.
Yeah, but fuck, but also, like, seriously, like, the crew needs to be looking out for me. Every time the crew says something to you, you're like, you know what, just do this. So shut up.
So then we open up with Kate making a list of shit she's going to get you fired for, but you don't know that she's doing that yet. So
she's behind, like, the scrim. That's why. She's behind the scrim. And we're like, oh. Well, at first we don't even see it. We just see, like, Tahiti, and then the light comes from behind, and we realize that it was actually a scrim all along, and we see Kate behind it.
Yeah.
She's like, lists. Here's a list of how I can help you. I'll be on late. No, Kate. Yes, late. No, Kate, I can't let you. I'm doing it. Thanks. I want you to
Here's what I'm going. Crackers. I'm putting crackers in a Ziploc. Dreams. I'm putting dreams in a Ziploc. Isn't it funny how everything fits so nicely in a little bag? Crackers in a Ziploc.
How can I help you, Caroline? Okay, God, you're such a good person. Just go sit. Oh, God, she's a sweetheart. Meanwhile, Kate's like, Caroline sat down again today. Caroline made me pack the crackers.
In life, there are two types of people, sitters and standards, and that's what I have. I have standards and sitters and babies who need babysitters. I hate babysitters. I have my standards, babysitters, standards, babysitters. Let's yacht. And the scrim comes up.
Toast, toast, toast,
toast. I love the toast.
Toast. All right, guys. I just got my ass chewed out by the captain. So I'm going to be checking all of your work. And if it sounds like I'm nitpicking, it's because I am.
Babysitter, babysitter.
The toast just comes running through. It's like an artistic Julie Taymor moment. All the toast, by the way, it's just people with toast masks, and the toast is like above their head.
Dear diary, I'm making a list still. Caroline, come into the kitchen. Here's your pedestal. Caroline sat on a pedestal. Look, you can sit right on it, sitting on it.
Yeah, and the update is that Caroline's foot is swelling. It's swelling up even more. My heart, my foot, it's all swelling because I am swell. I'm swell. From my foot to my heart, we're swell.
On my toe, mosquito bite is swelling. It hurts real bad. Kate Asso, I'm telling. It hurts more than ever. Kate's like, be quiet, please, and sit on this pedestal and finish molding.
This is, oh, look at her, a little street urchin. So,
why is Caroline wearing a beret?
Why is Caroline, what, did Caroline steal? Did Caroline steal one of the flags from the French toast? Why is she waving it? Do you hear the infections grow?
So Ashley's like, hello, sex toy. Hello, sex object. What's happening with you? And she's like, I've had it. I've had it. I'm about to the point where I'm ready to go to babysitter, babysitter.
Yeah, and then we are treated to, because basically Riley and Ashton are talking about how Chandler is getting the most rest out of all of them. And then we get like a whole extended montage of Chandler just sleeping. Being like, all right, I think I'm going to turn in. I'm just going to take a nap. Hey, guys, can you keep it down? I'm sort of a light sleeper.
I dreamed a dream of taking a nap, just like my dad told me to a long time ago. So at dinner, they're having, what did Kate call this? She's like, we're having a social media rave, like something stupid.
Yeah.
So they have glow lights, and the main guy, I don't know what his look is, but he's wearing an LED dog collar necklace and taking a picture of himself. And I'm like, you know, this guy's just hopeless.
He is. He does, and he truly is not appreciating the artistry by Adrian, who once again pops up to share some random piece of information that has nothing to do with anything. He's like, dinner is the epiphany. Breakfast is nice. Lunch, you're getting into it. But dinner, that's the epiphany. That's when you realize tomorrow's breakfast.
So Kate's like, Caroline, starting a list
Kate,
for the
Caroline,
night.
Caroline.
Come to the galley for a service, please. I can't. Making a list and checking it twice. Caroline's useless as all the mice twice. In the pantry.
Useless, useless. Babysitter, babysitter, pound of flesh. A lot of motifs now have accumulated throughout the show. No. It's like, it's a lot of things happening, yeah.
And it's like, the dinner's done. I told you. Everybody had a climax at the dinner. Let's go to bed. It is bedtime. Good night. It is bedtime. Good night. I'm going to the hot tub to fuck my girlfriend. Yeah.
Oh, the crow's nest. No rest at the crow's nest. Cause lots of sex at the crow's nest.
I'm making a list. Where's Caroline? I'm over here, Kate.
French toast. Or just toast.
Someone's gonna get boned.
Or just toast.
So she's like, Kate, I'm 90% certain they're having sex in the crow's nest. And Kate's like, let's judge them. So they all gather around the TVs. And she's like, but wait, she's on her side. And then the chef is like, that's how it works sometimes. Oh, yeah. Want a breast massage, anybody? Anybody?
Adrian's like deflating popovers one by one. So now it's the morning, time for breakfast, the non-epiphany meal. And Kate is now like, she's moved on to metaphor or analogies. She's like, Josiah's like a show dog, perfectly groomed, great gait. And Caroline's like a chihuahua that's scared and hungry in the street, and you close the door and it shits itself. So, I just like the idea of a chihuahua shitting itself when the door closes. Close every door to me. Shit all my pants to me.
So then we get the guest packing and stuff. And then the girl's like, take another selfie of me. And the captain's like, don't stand right in front of my goddamn. There she goes, standing in front of my goddamn. Because
she's
window.
Like, don't you think we're going to be in the way of the captain? And he's like, you're in the goddamn way.
So Caroline's leaning on somebody while they're, you know, waiting to say their goodbyes.
They're all
like, gosh, come on.
Yeah, the guests are all leaving. They're all lined up. And Caroline's standing like a flamingo with her leg up in the air.
Yeah. She's like, ow, but I'm still here. Caroline's this girl I used to wait tables with. And she came in for the interview. She was great. She's like totally into it. Everybody loved her. Then the first day at work, she's like, oh, I can't deliver my plates because I have carpal tunnel syndrome. And she whips out this fucking, like, one of those like Velcro cast things that you put on yourself. And I'm like, you don't get to do that after you got the job, okay? And then everybody has to run around delivering this girl's dishes, and you can't fire her because then she'll say, oh, that was hateful. They did it because I had a medical condition. Ugh.
Yeah.
And that's,
exactly.
She even looks like Caroline. She was like a blonde version of Caroline. So I'm like getting mad at Caroline.
If it was Caroline, you know, Caroline could have had a blonde version of herself.
If you can't stand on 2 feet, you're not meant to work at Iguana Grill. Iguana Grill.
So the guests leave, and Kate gives them all like this withering look, like goodbye, never come back. And and then we see Caroline folding a towel in an office chair, just looking scared. She's like, do I fold left to right, up to down, down to up? Which way do I fold? Origami. Oh, my God.
Keep folding, Caroline. And she's like, but I don't know what's going on. They have all these diseases here. She's like, well, none of them can be more deadly than the disease of Caroline that seems to have plagued this boat.
Yeah. So they all gather for the TIB meeting, and Captain Lee's like, well, the only thing that worked harder than we did on that charter was our bandwidth. Didn't. Our bandwidth.
Like,
Our bandwidth. It was so taxed with our guests because all they wanted was Wi-Fi. And I say, Wi-Fi progress.
So Chandler's like, I know I was a shit show, but from this point on, it's going to be better. I'm going to do better from this point on. I'm going to make Daddy proud. Daddy! So they make $15K for their tiff, and Kate's like, you okay, Caroline? She's like,
it's like popping. I feel it in my feet. It's popping. I'm trying to do my best while I'm hopping, but I can't help it because everything's popping.
On my toe.
Kate's like,
we need to organize another doctor's appointment for Caroline.
On another, which kind of rhymes with bother.
So she's like, bye, get better, get the good drugs, Caroline.
So then Chandler sees Riley, and he's like, ugh, Riley, this is one of the things that'll piss me off. I just found your bucket and chamois. Well, that's not correct. You'll have to ask someone else. Well, that's what happens when you don't put things away. You get blamed, because that's what I'm used to.
Oh, Daddy.
Maybe ask them. Because it wasn't me.
What a dick, right?
What,
like, instead of saying, like, oh, sorry, my bad.
It's a fucking asshole, Chandler. Go take a nap.
Yeah.
So then Carol hobbles around, you know.
On the passerelle. She's like, she's walking on the passerelle like she's in a ropes course. She's just like limping and crying. She's like, which admittedly, that's exactly how I would be if I were in her situation.
She's like, I'm back. I'm back on my toe. So the doctor said she had to be off her foot for 2 days. And Caroline's like, well, I'm sure you're in pain. So why don't you just go back to your cabin and rest it? And it's like, but Kane, I'm not carrying your weight all season. Here's a list of shit you don't do. So Caroline's like, crying in the bathroom.
It doesn't really make a difference. Josiah and I have already been doing all her work. Yeah, and so, like, Kate is basically just, like, forcing her to be a prisoner. She's like, okay, no, if you want rest, here's your rest. You get to be locked in this room for the next 2 days. Holler if you need anything, and we'll try to hear you, but we can't guarantee
it. I'm like a prisoner of this room. She's like, yes, that's right. So maybe you should tell the evil inside you, the mosquito bite, to be gone once and for all. And then we'll decide in 2 days whether you get to stay or not.
So now it's time to go out at night, and Caroline has to stay behind because, you know, foot situations. And they're hopping into vans in the bar, and Kate's feeling sentimental, and she's like, I love our entire crew, even Riley. Even Riley, the dumb, stupid fisherman from Alaska.
The one who was dumb enough to walk into traffic, and by traffic I mean me.
Yeah, exactly. So they go to the restaurant. They talk about dad bods. They're all sort of like lined up in like a sushi type place or a Benihana type. I think it was sushi. I don't remember. But Ashton goes up to Chandler. Is like, hey buddy, let me give you some advice, free of charge. Don't be mad, but here's the truth about Riley. She's about to explode. You better treat her well, because when she explodes, that's fish guts on your face.
Well, someone else on the crew needs to do it, because that's looking out for Chandler.
When you look out for Chandler, you look out for you.
It's a fairly early night, because Chandler or Ashton decides he can get wasted within the allotted hour and go back to bed.
Exactly. And Kate's like, because he, of course, Ashton gets wasted and starts hitting on everyone. And Kate's like, huh, this is like Dirty Dancing, Tahitian Nights, and every girl is Jennifer Grey to Ashton Swayze. And I've had the mediocre time of my life, and I've often felt this way before. No, I don't swear. It's not necessarily true, because I'm not holding on my love for you.
Oh, so back on the boat, Ashton is drinking. He's like trying to talk himself into drinking yellow stuff from a pitcher, but he doesn't know what it is.
It's like vinegar or something. He's like, oh, this is nasty. He's like,
I'm going to drink it anyway.
Oh, it's disgusting. I won't drink it. No, I'm going to drink it. No, I won't. Oh, I'm drinking it. I'm drinking it.
So then he's like, where's Caroline? And Riley's like, wait, we can't do it because I can't be quiet, which means I'm going to go to bed. But then she masturbates, which is
or
kind
something
of
like that.
They show her jerking off, right? I mean, look, they do it with the guys every season. I guess they could show
it sort
a
of
girl,
looked like
too,
it.
But it looked like she started jerking off, which I was like, you go, girl. Damn.
Yeah, so she kicks Ashton out, and he's like, well, I need to get ice cream anyway. So he goes out to find ice cream, and he, like, stumbles into Caroline, and he's like, where did you come from? Aren't you supposed to be resting? Oh, I seen a ghost. A ghost with red hair. A ghost that's limping, and I thought it was the death of me.
Pound
but
of
it
flesh,
was.
Pound of flesh, pound
Caroline.
Of flesh,
Caroline. Haunting the kitchen with her infection. Caroline. Caroline. Here she goes.
Then Josiah has his big song. It's like dun 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 dun. There's Caroline. Dun dun dun. So Kate's like, well, that's just disrespectful. I told her to stay in bed. She goes, you know what, Caroline? You're going to go to the guest cabin. I want you to rest, okay?
Yeah, this is where she gets locked up.
Caroline's like, but it hurts. Like, oh, I know, Caroline. So you're going to be locked in the lab.
Can I get my stuff?
No, I'll get your stuff for you. Why should I stop waiting on you now, Caroline?
I'm a human being, and I deserve to be treated better than being placed in a beautiful room on a luxury yacht where I have to sit on a
perfectly plush bed. Wah, wah, you're such a wah, wah. I'm putting you in your crate. I'm making a list, and here's the gist. All I have is 2 days to wait.
French toast, French toast, babysitting, babysitting, babysitting.
That's all, folks.
Yeah, so Kate's basically like, you have 2 more days and then you're fired. End of act two.
Yeah, she's basically, that's basically the ultimatum.
Well, and man, that was a fun day. We finally got another Below Deck musical. It's been 2 years.
I know. It felt Below Deck musical too. The big boogaloo. So before we wrap this Below Deck musical up, we do something on Wednesdays, which is called Crappin' Spotlight. So let's hear from our little crap spotlight.
Spotlight.
So this is where we turn the podcast over to our listeners for 2 minutes. If you want to do this, you just support at the Patreon, the Crappin's Mail listener spotlight level or above on Patreon. And this week comes from the lovable and wonderful Jess Dang, who I believe is the commissioner of the little Crappin's football fantasy football league.
Oh, well, sorry. Dang.
Sorry if Justine isn't, and I gave her improper credit. Okay, here we go.
Hi, Ben and Ronnie. It's Jessica Dang. So I'm answering your listener spotlight questions about favorite and least favorite Bravo stars. So I guess I'll start with the good first. My favorite Bravo stars, I actually have a tie. The tie is between Gina from Melbourne, and the reason why I love her is she's just perfect TV.
Agreed.
She's the perfect housewife.
Agreed.
She is amazing to look at in a ridiculous way. She has the best one-liners, the best shade, just the best everything. She is a queen. The other favorite of mine is also queen, and that is Queen Catherine from Southern Charm.
Oh, yeah.
I think Catherine also makes for great TV, but also she has one of the realest stories that I think that we have seen on Bravo. And I just really feel like she is relatable and raw and real, and I want her to succeed. So I love having her on my TV to see her journey.
Mm-hmm.
My least favorite is Yolanda.
Whoa.
Yeah, I know she's
girl,
not on Bravo anymore, and thank goodness, because she was just insufferable in every single way.
Still is.
I think her medical struggles should have been taken off the air. Just everything about her was just terrible. So glad to see her gone.
Yeah.
The most overhyped Bravo star is, sorry to say, Erica Jane.
Yes.
I just don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
I know that she's fun to look at, but outside of that, her music is terrible, and not even in a good, laughable, terrible way.
Yep.
She's arrogant. I just don't think she brings much to the show. I think she's holding back a lot on her personal life and on her true self. And I just don't think she makes for great TV. And then the most underappreciated award has to go to Kristen Doty.
Oh.
Poor Kristen has been relegated to more of a supporting role the last few seasons. And I just really want Vanderpump Rules to bring back the attention that the old Kristen got. I think even though she's not as crazy, she still has so much to bring to the show. And she is just absolutely captivating to watch. Plus, your guys' impression of her is one of the best. All right, guys, I love you so much. I also love the Crappin's community out there. Hello to everyone on Facebook. Bye.
Bye,
Justin. We love you, girl.
Yeah, thanks, Jess.
That was Jessica Dang.
Wow. We did it. Well, everyone, thank you so much for listening to this bonkers Below Deck Musical 2 episode. Thanks, Jess, for sending in your comments. And we'll be back tomorrow to talk the premiere of Real Housewives of New Jersey. And then Friday, we're in Seattle. We're going to be talking Dallas. So look for the Dallas recap Friday night or Saturday morning, one of those days. And then Shaw's, we had mentioned this before, but Shaw's will be, well, we're going to cover that on the bonus episode next week. Sorry, you know, we're not trying to like hide it behind a paywall. It's just that we have, like the yacht, we have only so much bandwidth. So thank you for being patient on that. So that's that.
Yeah, everybody. We love you. We will talk to you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Turn your distractions off and discover your new favorite podcast. This is Bose Recommends.
Hi, guys. I'm Nat Coombs from the NFL Show with Nat Coombs. Yep, that was a title that took us hours to come up with. We're thrilled to be involved with Bose Recommends because, frankly, we are having a great time making this show. We drop episodes every Tuesday and Thursday, and the clue is very much in the title. We're all about the NFL. I'm joined each episode by terrific guests from both sides of the pond, players past and present, journalists, comedians, writers, you name it. If they love NFL, they're in. So what are you waiting for? Get involved. Acast, iTunes, all your favorite podcatchers. It'll be good to have you with us.
Enjoy your new favorite podcast without distractions. Discover how at Bose.co.uk. Bose. Focus on.